The new Reserve Bank Governor, Adrian Orr, had his first outing yesterday. Let's discuss this now with Patrick O'Mara, our economics correspondent. Good morning to you, Patrick. Well, he didn't do a lot, but it was of a great deal of interest. The rate remained unchanged at 1.75%, but what was it, the change in the message, the way he said it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You probably heard from our business editor, Giles, earlier this morning. He was talking about it being like Led Zeppelin's song, something, you know, remains the same, and it very much was that. It was consistent with the previous statement, but the style was unmistakably different. As you pointed out, it was the statement itself was a lot shorter, a lot plainer. The key messages were up front, and I think that's when you saw the market reaction, because he made the point that interest rates are likely to remain on hold for some time, but the next move could be either up or down. Those were equally balanced. Now, in fact, the previous two Reserve Bank governors have said that, but it was explicitly stated in the statement. That saw the dollar drop in reaction. We saw economists talking about he's very dovish. I don't think that's the case at all, but that's the way the market interpreted what you could say is just this increased clarity that we're getting. The BNZ likened it to previous governor statements as mumblings, where you had to search through 30 pages of the monetary policy statement to find out what they really said.
You had to read the runes, as Led Zeppelin probably would have been into.
Yeah, well, not in this case.
Let's not stretch our Led Zeppelin analogy too far.
Oh, we can do if you like. Yeah, I'm partial to them myself.
Yeah. Well, he was riffing on a different tune, though, wasn't he? Really. I mean, what I found interesting was, he was saying, oh, I'm not just going to tailor my message to sort of some retail bank economists, and he's speaking to the wider public.
He named four economists that he seemed to think that he talked to. Yeah. It's actually a little bit wider than that, obviously. But yeah, I think that's exactly right. Actually, again, there was some sniffy reaction from some of the market, because one of the things he's doing, he's keen to engage more with the public. You know, he made the point that he could go to a football game and no one would know who he is, which, you know, in some ways is probably a good thing. But I think he's right. The Reserve Bank, who are they? What do they do? People don't really know or understand their role. He wants to actually widen that. And one of the things he did was he put out this graphic of what the Reserve Bank decision. Now, if you'd seen the graphic, Guy, it was pretty crude. I think you could almost liken it to children doing stick figures. So it needs a bit of work there. And he made that point. He apologised for it. But one of the things he does want to do is he wants to improve that relationship that the Reserve Bank has. In fact, not just with them, but also with the media, which had deteriorated slightly, particularly when Graham Wheeler was there in power. So he does see his role as more than just the guy that fronts up every 6 weeks to talk about interest rates.
And he had some, it was a Māori greeting, I understand. He did some sign language stuff, I think it's. And he said it was his first attempt, I think, at this. But, I mean, and we make light of some of this, but the communication from the Reserve Bank governor is incredibly important, isn't it? It's, you know, reading those signals. I mean, the reaction from that is really important. And I know that Graham Wheeler came under some criticism for his communication style. So he's really, it's polar opposite stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think that's the case. Look, in some ways, we won't get too carried away. I mean, yesterday's message, he's standing in contrast to what we had before. Graham Wheeler, though, I think one of the things that he was making the point was that you do need to be careful what you say as the Reserve Bank governor, partly because trillions of dollars are involved in what the Reserve Bank governor says. And even Adrian Orr yesterday, when asked the question about the exchange rate, and these are the sort of questions that Reserve Bank governors are very loath to want to talk about, even he sidestepped it. But the way he did so was with a very light touch. You know, he made the point that when the dollar fell in reaction to a statement, he was asked, were you relieved? He made the point, actually, I don't have any emotions when it comes to the exchange rate. He talked about, actually, that seems to indicate to me that there are more sellers than buyers in the market. So he is the Reserve Bank governor that you would expect to see. It's just that he is a slightly more articulate, a little bit funnier. You know, he did make the point about, look, are you worried about your message getting diluted by being direct? And he kind of came up with the analogy of, look, that's example of, sorry, my essay was too long, sir. I didn't have time to write a short one. You know, so that's just that, I guess, his success in some ways, particularly with analysts, was that it stood in contrast to previous governors.
Mm. What about the hard-headed stuff, though? Where is the economy tracking in his view? And it seems, you know, it seems bizarre to say that the next move could be up or down, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, like I said, the previous governors had already made that point. And I guess if you look at the track that the Reserve Bank forecast, they are still picking that interest rates will go up.
That's what I mean. Could they really cut from here?
Well, look, I think, stuff happens, Guyon, as one of a Reserve Bank official pointed out to me when I raised that with them. You can envisage a scenario, for example, where wage growth, for example, remains suppressed. And, you know, right now we should be seeing stronger wage growth, and we're not. And if employers keep looking backwards, for example, and saying, well, wages are low, it means I don't need to worry about raising my prices, inflation doesn't come down, there may come a point, for example, when the Reserve Bank may have to consider cutting rates.
Even with the minimum wage rise, I mean, that surely must have some inflationary impact, mustn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does, but I'll give you another scenario. We're seeing long-term interest rates starting to rise overseas. That's going to start impacting on mortgage rates. When that starts flowing through, you could see particularly the high level of indebtedness that are in the households. That may see them pull back on their spending. That could then be bad for firms, that could be then bad for employment, and therefore the Reserve Bank may have to cut interest rates again. So, but I take your point. You'd have to say at this particular point in the cycle, we are in a sweet spot. The economy's growing well, employment is growing well, perhaps not as fast, probably for those people who would like some extra hours, or the 119,000 who are still unemployed, they would probably like these jobs. But the interest rates are low, so businesses should be investing more, or they can invest with some certainty. So, yes, you would think that interest rates were going to go up, and look, we'll still bet and err on the side of caution. That is the case.
Hey, just quickly and finally, was there any scrutiny or assessment about whether a banking inquiry was any closer? Did that come up at all?
The question came up, and it, strictly it's not one that the Reserve Bank governor would do during the monetary policy statement, because we've got the financial stability report, which looks at the health of the financial system, coming up at the end of this month. But it did, and not the need for an inquiry so much, but I think This is where Adrian Orr wanted to, I guess, stamp the authority of the bank. They regulate all those retail banks. He made the point that along with the FMA, the Financial Markets Authority, they want to ensure that those banks can reassure their customers that they are doing the right thing by them, that they've got clean hands, that they're not like their Australian counterparts and have been ripping them off. So I think he's giving them the benefit of the doubt. They're saying, as the regulator, we are going to do our job. These banks here in New Zealand, they have New Zealand directors. They are accountable to New Zealand customers and shareholders. So he wants them to make sure that they are doing the right thing. Now, whether that needs to go to the next stage, we don't know yet. These banks have until May the 18th, so that's the end of next week, to send a summary of the information that the Reserve Bank and the FMA are asking for in terms of convincing them that they are doing the right thing. And I guess we'll wait and see what happens after that.
Thanks, Patrick. Patrick O'Mara there, and we'll catch you next week for the budget.
Very good.
Which is just next Thursday. It's our economics correspondent, Patrick O'Mara, talking about the first outing of Adrian Orr.